The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. It's nice to be here. So, to begin with a guided meditation, we can just feel, what does it feel like to arrive here? That is, to come to this moment, come to this maybe physical place. We're not somewhere else. We're here. What does it feel like to be here? Maybe there's a little sense of relief. Maybe moving the body just a little bit to get some of the kinks out. And just feel what it feels like to be here. That is, it might be the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. It might be feeling your feet on the ground. Nothing in particular needs to be happening or need to be feeling anything in particular, but just noticing. You can notice your posture. Maybe it's not too tense and not too lackadaisical, but somewhere in between there, somewhere that expresses some alertness or expresses your intention to be cultivating, practicing mindfulness. It's not always easy to find this middle way between too tense and too cavalier or too, I use this word lackadaisical, so kind of like not really here paying attention. We might have to explore a little bit, experiment a little bit. I notice if there's a slight leaning in the posture, it's not uncommon that when there's some want something, when there's a little bit of craving, a little bit of future thinking, like, oh, in the future, this is going to be great. There might be a slight literal leaning forward of the body that kind of matches what the mind is doing. Or if there's a way in which there wants to be an aversion, a turning away, wants something to be different, sometimes that gets expressed in the body with a little turning or leaning back a little bit, or what's it like to adopt a posture that's not leaning forward, craving, wanting, and not turning away, aversion, not wanting, but in between the two, balanced, upright. And allowing the attention to land on the sensations of breathing. Just feeling the movement of the abdomen or the chest. Or maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. In some ways, we're just hanging out with the sensations of breathing in a relaxed, gentle, warm-hearted way. When you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply begin again. Not thinking about the breath so much as experiencing the breath. Tuning into the physical experience of breathing. We don't have to make our thinking mind a problem, something that we wish would go away or somehow not disturb us. Instead, when we notice that thoughts were lost in thought, we just bring the awareness to the sensations of breathing without any extra commentary, as best we can. This is what minds do, they think. Meditating, we're disrupting or softening that tendency. we are paying attention to the sensations of breathing without straining and without not paying attention. That is, how much effort does it need to pay attention? I like to think about the difference between a sledgehammer and a feather. Closer to the feather is sustainable and supportive. Without pouncing, snatching, grabbing the breath, and without not really touching or not really coming in contact with the breath. Neither are those two extremes. But maybe something like stroking with a feather, petting a cat. again, is there a way in which you can practice mindfulness of breathing with a balanced amount of effort, with a balanced posture? Often we don't know what balanced is until we feel unbalanced. And can you be okay with that? Finding your way, experimenting, exploring. What does it feel like to be balanced in one's meditation? Practicing being balanced. practicing being not at any extremes is a way in which we can, of course, benefit ourselves in finding a middle way, but also allows us to support others. If we have some uprightness, some steadiness, allows us to have the capacity to listen to others without jumping in and correcting them or being dismissive of them. Allows us to make space for others, whatever they might be saying or doing. Not that we have to condone what others are doing, but to draw from our uprightness, our balancedness, so that we don't get out of balance from others. In this way, our practice benefits others as well as it benefits ourselves. Our sense of steadiness, uprightness, not being thrown off balance, can serve as an example, as well as can help us serve others. So in this way, a meditation practice really can support our being in the world in all the different ways that we meet the world. So may our uprightness, our not being in either of the extremes, may that be a support for you and for all beings. Thank you.